So Shilas Heses comes up in our sugya twice. First time it comes up is on Hamid Aleph in the context of Ahuraya. So the Gemara has the case. Ahuraya dav masulu kol yomach yusa b'hade b'sahade. Yomachad masule b'lo sahade. So you used to give your livestock over to this roe b'fnei edim, and then one day you do it shlo b'fnei edim. L'sof amar lehu lo hayu dvar me'olam. So this one day you did a shlob eidim, and then the roe denies that you ever gave it to him. Then you have two eidim at the roe, I guess, ate two of the sheep. So Amar Abzera, Misla, Rebchia Kamaisa, Mishtava Ashar. If you hold Rebchia Kamaisa, you should have to take a shvua. Fine. And the Gemara has a kasha, and the Gemara says, forget about Rebchia. Hashtanami, the lace of the Rebchia, 4 lines from the bottom, Nechavim, Midrab Nachman. Even if this is not a case of Rebchia, or you can't be mechayiv him midin Reb Chiya, we should be mechayiv him a shvuah seses mid Reb Nachman. Titznan, marn li biyadcha, en lecha biyadi pater. If you have a case, a classic case of kofar bakol, you owe me money, en lecha biyadi. I don't know you, the din is midaraisa, your pater. That's what you find in the Mishnah. Then the Gemara in Shvuah says, Amar Reb Nachman mashpien also shvuah seses. Even though kofar bakol is pater, midrabanan rametakin a shvuah seses. So the first thing that the Rishonim point out here, as you see in Tosfos, Tosfos Ramasla in the Chabiyadi Pater Ba'amar Rav Nachman. So what does Tosfos point out? Have you known?
Mitoch.
No, after Mitoch. You could bring a riot from our Gemara, how we paskin on Shavuos Heses Bejarz Mamona. Okay, there, the Gemara in Shavuos, which first that brings down this halacha of Rav Nachman. So the Gemara says there's a machlokas how to interpret the statement of Rav Nachman. There are two cases in the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Chesem Beis and Shavuos. One case is where we say Marli biyadcha, ein lecha biyadi, and the din is pater. You have a taina of Marli biyadcha, you have a counter taina of ein lecha biyadi klum, so it's a lahadam essentially. I don't know you anything, so the din is your pater. But then you have a second case in the Mishnah. Manali biyadcha, amar lo hein. So on Sunday, the nitva says it's shua owe you money, but then on Monday, lemachar amar lo tenayuli. So now the malva comes back on Monday and he says, pay me up. Yesterday you admitted that you owe me money, and then the lova responds nasati v'lecha. So now on Sunday, the lova admits that he's chayiv. On Monday now the lova wakes up and he says, you know what? I paid you already. So there, the Mishnah says you're pater from a shvuah d'oraisa, because that's also a case of kofar bakol. But these are two different cases of kofar bakol. One is the case of what the Gemara calls drar d'mamona. One is the case where there's ikar tvias mamon. We know that there was some sort of chiyuv at some point in time. That's the second case. On Sunday you say hein, and lemachar you say kvar paraticha. Then you have a separate case where there's no drar d'mamona at all, because the moment he was tovea you denied it meikara. You nipped it in the bud. There was no shame tviya. It was kofar bakol immediately. So you have two different cases in the Mishnah. And the shaila is, on which case in the Mishnah did Rav Nachman say his halacha that there's a shvuas hasis? So the Gemara fleshes it out on daf mem and beis and shvuas. I'm Rav Nachman, and my spin also shvuas hasis. My taima. So the Gemara asks, what's the reason for the shvuas hasis? Chazaka in adam tovea im ken yeshlo. There's a chazaka that a person will only be tovea from somebody else if he actually has some sort of claim. Then the Gemara counters, and the Gemara says, wait a second. We know from Bava Metzia that kofar bakol is pater. Adrabah, chazaka ein adam mei is pana b'fnei bal chovo. So it's good you have a chazaka ein adam tovea l'mkein yeshlo. We also have a counter chazaka, ve'ein adam mei is pana b'fnei bal chovo. So the Gemara says, you know what? Ishtamute hu dekam ishtamit. Savar adahavale paranale. Meaning, really, over here, it's true, chazaka in the mei is pan ufnei v'achovu, but over here, there's no ha'azav, because he's only trying to push off the shas hapiron. So there's no real ha'azav here, because he's just trying to delay. So the shayla, all the Rishonim ask, I, in the Gemara, in Bava Metzia, and the Gemara later on in Shavuos, we say that there is no ishtamute in a general case of kofar bakol. So how could we apply ishtamute for a kofar bakol, l'chai v'shavuos hasis? That's kasha tos sas in Shavuos. That's the background of the Shavuos Hasis. Then the Gemara asks, or the Gemara points out, Rav Chaviva Masni Seifa. Rav Chaviva learned that Rav Nachman's din was set on the Seifa in the Mishnah. Marli biyadcha, amar lo hein. Lamach amr lo teneili, and he replies, Nesativ lecha, meaning the case where there is drar de mamona, potter, so you're potter from Meshua deraisa, v'amrav nachman ashbin also Meshua tesis. So Mar points out, Mad dimasni aresha kol shkena seifa. If you hold that there's a Shavuas Heses in a case of no Jarad Mamona, i.e. in the Resha, when there's an immediate Kofar Bakol, then Kol Shekein there's going to be a Shavua in a case where there's Jarad Mamona. Aman demastin de la Seifa, hachahu de'ika Jarad Mamona, valhasam de'leka Jarad Mamona, lo. But if you hold that there only is a Shavuas Heses in a case of Jarad Mamona, then of course in a case of Kofar Bakol, Legamri, where he's on the same, at the same point that he's Tavei, you deny, so vada, you're not going to say there's a Shavuas Heses. So you have 2 days in the Gemara, whether or not Nachman's din is set at Reisha or Sasefa, and the Nafkamina is whether you need Jarad Mamona. So how do we paskin? Right, the Gemara just has Machlokas, whether Nachman's at Reisha or Sasefa. So that's why Tosos and Arsugya and Dafim, but Metzia points out, from this case of Ahu Raya, so the Gemara says, L'chaive Mishim Rav Nachman. So the Gemara then quotes this din of Shavuos Heses. So how does the Gemara quote this din of Shavuos Heses? Gabi. Has the Gemara quoted Dinim Shavuos Heses here? And Daf Hey. Do you know? Is the Gemara quoting the Reisha or the Seifa? Anybody have a Gemara? Yeah, the Gemara quotes the Reisha. Right, the Gemara said, L'chai v'shua midrab nachmin, why? Man li biyadcha, ein l'cha biyadi pater. That's the case of the Reisha. It's a case where there's no Jarad Mamona. So why, if it was true that there only is a Shavuos Heses in the case of Jarad Mamona, then why is the Gemara quoting the Reisha? That's one point of Tosos. Mihalcha mashma de halacha kalishna kama divaperek Shavuos hadayanim delo ba yidrad mamona. And what's Tosos' raya? Midelo maisi hacha seifa de nasati v'lecha. From the fact that the Gemara only quotes the Reisha. Yeah, Yoni. What, do you want to say something else? Yes, you did. This is the case of Jarad Mamona, because a minute ago you said you wanted to say something. And now you're chozer.
I wanted to say that it's not true, but like, I don't know why you wanted to. I'll say it.
Say it.
That I kind of remember. Maybe it wasn't until so that some other Rishonim wanted to say that the Gemara was the same idea, that's a raya that for going like with Nachman, like with Jarad Mamona, but not because of the line that
they
quoted, but rather because of the case that we're dealing with.
Very good. That's what I thought you were going to say, and that's what I wanted you to say. But not only, this is the right that you need a Shavua in cases of Jarad Mamona.
I thought it was Tosos. I mean, I was wrong.
Right, so it's not in Tosos, right? It's not the Peshat in Tosos. So you have a second right from our Gemara. I mean, in the case of our Gemara, where you want to Mechaiv Shavuos Heses, is a case where B'chol Yom you're Mafkid with Edim. Today, you're Mafkid Beis Edim Shelo Be'edim. And now you're claiming that he owes you. So there are no edim. So there never is any indication on these edim that there was a chiv. So bepashtus, this is a case of leka jarad mamona, because there are no edim on the hafkada. We have no source. We have no reason to believe that there was a hafkada of these two edim. So bepashtus, the case in the Gemara itself is also a case of no jarad mamona. And afal pichin, Rav Nachman wants to mechayev shvuas asas. That's what the other Rishonim say.
I didn't say like the Rashi, but he says that the reason why they want to show from this Gemara that it's like a Jarad Mamona is because of the case. And then he says, but maybe they ask a question on that Raya, because that's probably why Tosos said it from the
Seifa.
From the word.
So we'll discuss. I'll discuss the counter Rayas. Okay, so those are two rayas, or two reasons to believe from our Gemara that we're paskening that you don't need Jarad Mamona.
How is that a good raya, that second one? Just because the case is a case of no Jarad Mamona?
Yeah. Right, there's no, if you hold that you need Jarad Mamona l'chai v'shavuas hasis, then when there's no Jarad Mamona, you can never talk about a shavuas hasis.
Wait, which way did the Kol Shekein go?
If you don't need Jarad Mamona, then Kol Shekein you're going to be Chayev HaShavua when you have Jarad Mamona. If you're Chayev HaShavua when there's no reason to believe you're Chayev, Kol Shekein you'll be Chayev HaShavua when there's reason to believe you're Chayev. So if our case is a case of no Jarad Mamona, right? And yet we're mechayev shvuah, so clearly you don't need Jar d'mona. So that's where shvuah sases comes up the first time in our Gemara. Shvuah sases comes up a little bit later in Daf Vav, when the Gemara goes to its rise, amigud chashad amamona chashad shvuah. And the Gemara asks, what are all these cases where you're chashad amamona, and let we allow you to take a shvuah? We allow you to take a shvuah. So one of the rishis that the Gemara brings is shvuah sases. That's the Gemara on top of Vav Med Aleph. V'yela had Amar Rav Nachman mashpi and also shvuah sases. Neimam yigud chashad amamona chashad shvuasa. If it's true that yigud chashad amamona chashad shvuasa, how do we let him take a shvuah sases? So Tosos here already points out, Tema, Hahacha Nami Mishtamit. Right? The Gemara gave the answer that once there's a Shtamute Ka Mishtamit, so you're not really Chash Shamamona anymore. So if by Shvuas Hasis there also is a Shtamute Ka Mishtamit, then you've solved your problem of Nigidu Chash Shamamona, Chash Shvuasa. V'yesh Lomar, Rav Nachman, Mechayiv Shvuas Hasis, Afilu Hecha Shetobo. V'amar Zeh HaChifet Shehu B'yadcha Shelihu, D'lo Shayech Shtamute. So Tosfos goes on to Mechadesh that Rav Nachman's halacha of Shvuas Hasis applies even when there is no Ishtamute Kamishtamit. Now it's a chiddush because it goes against the pashas of the Gemara and Shvuas. The Gemara and Shvuas and Daf Mem Beis said, what's the Mechayev of a Shvuas Hasis? Chazaka Eidam Ein Adam Tavei Alim Ken Yeshlo. I'll only make a Tviya if I have some claim. So the Gemara said, aye, what about Chazaka Ein Adam Meis Panim Pnei Bachovo? Which had pater you or should undermine the chazak in them tevelim ken yeshlo. The Gemara said, no, ishtamute kamishtamit. So it seems from the Gemara that you need ishtamute kamishtamit as part of your, in order, as part of the mechayiv of shvuah sases. Otherwise, the two chazakas should cancel each other out. So Tosos in our sugya is saying that no, it's not true. Even when you don't have ishtamute kamishtamit, you're still going to be chayiv of shvuah sases. And he also goes of Haigon who holds that you have a Shuas Hasis on Karkos, even though there's no Ishtamute. So this is just two Chidushim from of Haigon, really three. One of them is that there is a Din Shuas Hasis on Karkos. This we saw is already a big machlokas in the Rishonim. And we say Ein Shpan on Karkos, does that extend to Shuas Hasis? The second Chidush here is that there's no Ishtamute. Bekarka. We pointed out in Shira, Tosis earlier assumes that you have cases where there is ishtamute, even though the karka is befanenu. Then there's a third chiddush in Tosos with Rav Haigon, which is, again, the same chiddush that Tos himself had, is that you have a chiyuv shvuas hasis, even in cases where there's no ishtamute against the pashtus of the Gemara and Shvuas. So then Tosis asks, V'kasha, the perek shvuas tadeyan emashma de lo mechayiv shvuas hasis ala mishum ishtamute. The kaparach adrab in the meis panav, right? This seems to go against the Gemara and Shmuel. Mishani de mishtamet. The Yeshlamar the kivin de v'sheino be'en mishtamet afkshu be'en lo palagrab banan. Maybe it's some sort of low plug. So according to this answer in Tosfos, it's true. Tosfos is retaining what he said initially that there are shuas heses when there's no ishtamute, based off a low plug. It's fundamentally the mechayev is still the ishtamute, but there's a low plug. And Tosfos another answer, because the Gemara is going to ask a whole sequence of questions, so the Gemara wanted to give a one answer that's going to fit all of them. But in a Chanami, the Gemara could have answered, Ishtamute Kamishtame. So it seems like you have 2 days here in Tosfos whether or not you actually need the Svar of Ishtamute Kamishtame as part of the Chi of Shuas Hasis. And will you have a Shuas Hasis in cases where there is no Ishtamute? That's 2 days in Tosfos in our circuit. Coming back to the Gemara in Shavuos, so the Gemara assumes, as of our Pasha, and they have 2 days in Tosos, how literally to take this aspect of the Gemara. The Gemara assumes that you need a Shtamute in a Shavuos to Mechayev a Shavuos Hasis. So Tosos in Shavuos, that's the very basic question. Vim Tomar, Damrina Bipirkin, Nipneima Amra Torah Moda Mixa Tani Yishava, Chazak in the Mei is Panav. We know that the reason why there's a Ptur Kofar Bakol is a Chazaka in the Meis Panav Fnei Baal Chovo. So now that you're telling me that there's a Shtamute Kamishtamet already in a kofar bakos, then why isn't there a chiyuv shvuah daraisa? Like the whole p'tur shvuah is based on chazak and shvuah daraisa is based on ein adameyes. And the assumption is that there's no ishtamute. So how could he now say that there is a ishtamute in kofar bakol l'chayiv shvuah sasis? So those answers, the shlomer afgav the kofar bakol nami mishtamit mikom vakom ein lo kol kach panim lichbar hakol kimo lichbar mitzvah. Lichbar b'mikzas. V'lak amigo. Tol seems to be saying that there are two different levels of ishtamute, or there are two different levels of einat ameis panim b'fnei b'chovo. So le'in yam shvuah d'oraisa. So there's a sufficient einat ameis panim b'fnei b'chovo. There's no shvuah d'oraisa. Le'in yam shvuah sasis. So there's enough ishtamute l'chayv a weak shvuah like a shvuah sasis. If you look at the Ritva. So this is the Ritva and Shavuos.
What does that mean?
It seems like there's Linyan Shavuot Doraisa. Linyan Shavuot Doraisa. So this Ishtamute is not significant enough to say that he's Chayev.
What does that mean? Like, it's a what? It's not.
For now, let's assume that there's a lower threshold for what it takes to Machayev Shavuot Hasis.
A lower threshold of what? Like, practically, there will be less.
Let's say Ishtamute is a chshash.
Right.
Right? That he... It's really a chshash that he is lying.
Right.
So, it's a weak chshash. So, a weak chshash is sufficient to chayev shvuas hasis. A weak chshash is not strong enough to chayev shvuas.
And so we have chshash because it's more hazer by kofar
bakol. Well, these are both cases of kofar bakol. No, we're both cases of kofar bakol. Tosfos wants to know how come kofar bakol is pater from a shvuah d'oraisa but chayev in a hases, if indeed there is a shtamute.
Because we need more suspicion to be chayev in a shvuah
d'oraisa. Right. And we're only somewhat suspicious here.
And why are we only somewhat suspicious here?
Because the chazak of the meis pana, but from the chovo is still intact.
Right.
But there's still a little bit of shtamute.
Right.
His Tosfos holds that you need a...
It sounds like from there that he's trying to figure out why Kofar, why Molu Mitzvah is Chayav, that there's Ishtamute by Kofar and Kol.
This Tosfos Shitasa, that's all based off of Migu De'aza.
I would say for him the question was never that Kofar and Kol should be Chayav Shvuah D'oraisa, it was that Molu Mitzvah should be Pater Shvuah D'oraisa.
Right, but the Ptur will be based off the Ishtamute Kamishtam is a shadow why you don't have a Migo.
So he just said.
So Tosfos is saying that the level of Ishtamute Le'inyan, the Migo, is different from the level of Ishtamute Le'inyan Chiv Shuas Hases. Right? So what it turns out is at the end of the day, the level of Ishtamute Le'inyan being Pater from a Shvuah D'oraisa is different from the level, again, through a Migo or whatever, is different from the level of Ishtamute Le'inyan Chiv Shuas Hases. But if you look at the Ritva in Shavuos, so he also has this question of Tosfos. Ishtamute ishtamit v'afgad above mitziyah aminon lahedja delo talinu b'hashmata b'kofar bakol. In above mitziyah we said that we're not choshish for ishtamute in a case of a kofar bakol, right? Only in a case of modim mikzas. Zehu ledin Torah. That's for the ikar din do raisa. Aval achronim samchulomar da'af b'kofar bakol. Talinan da avid l'shtamute, which seems to say that in later generations, aval achronim samchu lomar da af bekofar bakol talinan da avid l'shtamute. Right. Recently, we see that people are more prone l'shtamute.
Or is it just like Tosfos that later on will be so meichan and lower chashash and throw it a shvuah? Who is this? Is this a Ritva?
Is the Ritva and Shavuos. You could say that, but it seems from the Ritva. Hey, I just think the Mashmos that Achronim Samchulomar that, yeah, there really is a Shtamute in a Kofar Bakol. So we're Choshish for it. And B, the Ritva a line earlier explains that the Machayev of Shavuos Esses is because of what changed in the generations. So I'll explain that in a minute. Okay, so putting the two mitzvahs together, it seems that he's actually saying that something changed. So now, people are mishtamet this way.
But if you, what is mishtamet in the first place? Isn't mishtamet just like the chazaka? So why? So
no, mishtamet, it gets rid of the chazaka in the meis.
So then it should also, it's not answered. It should still apply to both.
Right, so it seems like because the Torah, right, so then you say, well, according to the written, then why don't you just reinstitute the Shavuot d'Oraisa?
Yeah. Well, you can't do that.
Right, so l'chor, you can't do that. You can't just say, oh, since people are more mishtami now, so we're going to reinstitute the Shavuot d'Oraisa. But what it does say, and this is where you're correct, is that for the ritva, the Shavuot
Chesed... If Chazak is wrong, then how can you use it?
It's not that the Chazak necessarily is wrong, it's that the Chazak is not b'chol tokvo anymore.
You don't need the Chazak to be patrick of Chokas, but those are not the Chazak to be patrick of Chokas. Chazak to be apparently patrick because there's a cousin.
Right.
Chazak is just so you don't have a migu from what it's called.
Right, for the ritva also, maybe. Maybe that's for the ritva. Probably not. Probably not.
Right,
100%. Why isn't it change the issue with the migo just as much?
Yeah, that's
100%. Right. So it's the same question. It's just like in Tosos. Tosos be mechayiv in two different levels of Ishtam. Okay, the shaila is for Rashi and the Rimigash, those two different levels will be about the mechayiv. For Tosos, it's about the migo.
Right. So
no matter what you say, I'm saying you still have the problem. Why is there no shvud or rice on a kofar bakol?
No, just...
How could you apply Chazak into the maze, Panuf Neva Chovo?
The reason Chovo goes Panuf, according to most Rishonim, is because there's a Chazak, right? You don't need a maze as to be a
Panuf. But then why don't you have a Migo?
Right, so, yeah, so what is the answer to that?
That's why you have to say that the Ishtamute Kam Ishtamit is still in force to disallow your Migo.
Right, so then you have to say like
Tosas,
like that's what.
I'm saying it doesn't matter whether you hold like Rimi Gash or Rashi.
Well, not on that point, but I'm saying that if you're saying that nowadays the Ishtamut, things have changed, and Ishtamut by Kofa calls is to the same extent as what it makes us, then you really should have Migu that I could have been Kofa call, and I was voted mixed us, therefore I should be now.
That's what I'm saying. That I don't think that they're saying now that, you know, the Chazaka in the Meis Panuf Nei Bachovo is gone entirely. They're all recognizing that it's still there. So the Beis was saying that since people are more amazed b'zman hazes, therefore we're going to impose the Shavuos Heses.
So we're
not going to undo the din.
It is kind of like those have been moved at the same level.
Right. But what happens for the Ritva though is that now maybe for him the Chiyuv Shavuos Heses is much closer to a Chiyuv Shavuos D'Oraisa. Because essentially what the Ritva is saying is that it's the same Svara. It's the same svara that now we have to be choshesh of ishtamute kam ishtamet, because like nishtan hametzias is how people deny claims. So once you're saying that, so we're not going to mechayev yeshua d'oraisa lagamri, because that's, you know, I guess we don't want to say that the chazak in the meis panu pnei b'chov is out the window lagamri. But we'll say since things change, so we're going to pose the shvuas hesis because of there really should be a shvua d'oraisa.
The way you're phrasing it, you're assuming a tour of a kofar kol in a meis, right?
I think if you say Migo, it's the same. I think if you say Migo, it's the same issue.
Right. Because right,
you're going to end up pathering every mode of Mikdaf, Migo, Dibay, Kafra, Bakol otherwise.
Right. But isn't the Migo a svar? Like what the person would say that other time? I guess it is the same question.
So right. I'm saying I still would say that they wouldn't be okay with saying that because of the svar, us so now.
Yeah, I know you're right.
Like everyone is. Right.
So that's against us.
Right, so from Tosos it seems more that it's two different levels of Ishtamute. For the Ritva, it doesn't seem so much a function of two different levels of you know, there's strong Ishtamute and there's weak Ishtamute. It's a question of, since people are more chatzif bizman hazeh, so therefore we're going to impose the Shavuos Heses. And we don't want to get rid of the Shavuos D'Oraisa either through Amigo or if there's no Mechayev. Whether you want to say it's Rimigash Rashi, whether you want to say Tosos. So this is what I'm saying. This is somewhat the Ritva l'shitas. So because you have a big machlokes rishonim as to what is the mechayev of a shavuos hases. After the Gemara says, oh, it's a chazaka idan tovel and ken yeshlo. Okay, so but why did they go ahead and create this new category of shavuos hases? Right, midoraisa we don't assume chazaka idan tovel and ken yeshlo. So what's the mechayev of the shavuos? So just some rishonim, the Or Zeruah and our sugya. And just for example, the Rimi Lunel in the Sugya in Shavuos. So they both say that the real, the Mechayev of the Shavua is L'Hafiz Da'ito Shal Ba'al HaBayis. Mashbi'in also Shavuos Hesis. Hesis Lashon Shuma. She'samu Chachamim Alav Shavua Kedil L'Hafiz Da'ito Dimalve. The reason why they impose the Shavuos Hesis is because they want it to be Mafis the Da'as HaMalve. And the Lashon Hesis means just the Lashon of Suma, to impose something. So they impose the Shavua to make everybody happy. So you can make him happy because, let's say you just say, I'm not chayv to anything. So I say, well, how do I know?
What's the lashon? Suma?
Yeah. Like, to impose something.
Sentence of a sin?
Yeah. Lasum. So if you just deny the claim of my right and kofra close pods, so I'm not going to be so happy. So lahaf is daito shalom alve. So we say, you know what, take a shua.
As in, after you take a shua, I'll now believe that you don't make money.
That's what it seems. Right? It seems like he's a lot happier now that you took a shvua. That's the pashtos. The Meiri in Shavuos. So he quotes two deos as to what the nature of the shvuas hasis is. What's the mechayev? Hashlishas hi shvuas hasis upirusha lashon hamlocha ve'etza. It's a lashon of consulting. Milashon ki esischa shepirusha are yam lichencha. Kilomar shenimlechu chacham machronim. The Chachamim all consulted each other and decided amongst themselves. The Chachamim saw that once people were meiz and were denying havos, right, which undermines to some extent the chazaka of the meiz panuf neba chovo. So therefore, they imposed the shvuas hesis. And see, that's essentially what the Ritva says two lines before what I quoted you. The Yesh Mefarshim, the Miri quotes another day, Shehu lashon hasara. The Miri explains that, like the Rimi Lunel, it's a Shvua L'Hafiz Daito Shalom Alveh, but not that now he believes the Lovim more. Is that he needs insurance that Bezdin is doing everything they could do to get to the bottom of the matter. So it seems like if Bezdin's going to impose a Shavuos Hesis, so now the Malveh is happier because he knows that Bezdin did the most they could do. So it's L'Hafiz Daito, but L'Hafiz Daito against Bezdin. Actually, Yakir V'yeda Sha Bezdin Yatu Bin Yano Yidei Chavasim V'asu B'davar Kifi Kocham. Lav Dafka, that there's more Nemanah so that he believes the guy who took the Shavuos any greater. In the second ayah?
Yeah, the same thing as the real.
It's lahafiz daito, but it's lashon of lahasir, to get rid of somebody. Right, so they want to get rid of the malvez tainas.
As long as there's like a s sound in the word, then it's okay. You have
a particular. Hesis, it's pretty close. Vayasisem David me I love. It's not so bad. You have something better?
Two sisters.
No,
like, what do you, what do you,
yeah,
what do you put out?
Nasis is the best.
We bring the pasuk, what do you mean?
Hey, quote the pasuk. Okay, it's a pasuk from Nach, but how bad is it? Hey, quote one pasuk of Kiyasischa, which is Lashon of like consulting or conspiring. That's saying the Chacham conspired. Then you're Lashon of Yasisem David Me'alov. Not so bad. If you could do better, then let me know, and then we'll see where you get. So it seems like you have two basic approaches to the whole Mechayev Shavuos Hesis. Either it's like the Ritva says, and like the Meiri says in his first day, that's Nishtanu HaMetzias. People are Chatzif more nowadays, so therefore we have to accommodate that and impose the Shavuos Hesis, undermining the Chazakah and the Meiz Panuf Nei Ba'al Chovo. Then you have another approach that the Rimi Lunel has and the Meiri has in his second day, albeit with a variation. That's L'Hafiz Daito Shel Malveh. They argue whether Slahaf is Daito Shel Malveh, that now he's happier with the Loveh, or now he's happier with how Bezdin executed the case. But these are
second Meiri and Rimi Lunel.
Yeah. And the Hagos Ashri in our Sugya also says L'Hafiz Daito Shel Malveh. The Arzurua in our Sugya.
Wait, Hagos Ashri?
The Arzurua. So you have two different perspectives. Fundamentally, whether the Shvuah Tesis, let's say, is an echo of the Shvuah Deoraisa of Modeh B'Miktsas, it's an echo of the lack of Chazaka Nidameh's Panu Fnei Bal Chovo, or the resurfacing of the Migo, according to Tosfos. In which case, we'll say that the Shvuah Tesis is quasi Ke'eno Deoraisa with a real Mechayiv. Or the Shvuah Tesis itself is only Lahafis Daito Shal Malveh. I mean, there's no real Mechayiv of the Shvuah, there's no real reason to impose the Shvuah, but we want to make everybody happier. So everyone will walk out happier from the case if there's an extra Shvuah that's imposed. Two different perspectives within the Mechayiv of the Shvuah Tesis. I'll just read the Lashon of the Ritva. He says very similarly to the Meiri. V'nikra Shvuah Tesis Lashon Hamlacha. So it's interesting. He actually here uses the first pasuk of the Meiri. Meiri said the Chachamim consulted amongst themselves, or they conspired amongst themselves. But here, Shelo Yehe Kofetz VeKofer Below Shum Hamlacha. We're not going to let this guy be Kofer without reconsulting him. Before they imposed this takana, so Amaratzim used to just get away with it. They would just deny it outright. They'd be kofar bakol because they knew there was no chiyav shvuah. Pirushim rabim nemru b'lashon heses avazeh nirli yoser nachon mikula. Okay, so he had your concern. Saying there are a lot of pirushim, but this is the one that he thought was the most appropriate. Okay, so the ritual again is saying that nishtan ha-metzias, people now are being kofar havos more than they used to be. So two different perspectives on the Mechayev of the Shvuah Tesis. So let's point out that an important nafkamina between these two different approaches is what Shmuel was asking. Does the Shvuah Tesis actually give a greater level of ne'emanus to the Lova? So I don't have the Gemara here, but the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Mem Gimel on base has a discussion about where you make these shluchim heinen edav heinen shluchav. So the shayla is, are the shluchim nogei bedavar? Because lachar shetikna rabbanan shvuah tesis, the shluchim have to testify that they gave back the ring. So Tosfos there says that you can't. So once Tosfos says once you're metakein shvuah tesis, so the edim are not believed to testify, even if they took a shvuah. Why? He says, because the whole din about Pishnaim Edim is that the Edim have to be Neman on their own terms. If you need something else, if the Edim need something else to bolster their Nemanos, let's say like a Migo, or like a Chazaka, to bolster the Nemanos of the Edim, so then the Edim can't be Neman Betoras Edos. So Tosa says, once a Mechayev a Shvuah Tesis, and the Nemanos of the Edim is Taloi on the Shvuah Tesis, the Edim can no longer be believed Betoras Edos. Now you could say that's all just a technicality, that there can't be any ikuv in the Eidos, even something as benign as a Shvuah Tesis, or the idea might be a Shvuah Tesis is something that adds credence.
What practically does that mean, that they're not believed?
You can't accept them b'toras Eidos. They can't be made. If an Eid has to take a Shvuah before he's Naman in Bezdin, so then the Eidos doesn't have a Shem Eidos. Isaac, do you have the Lashon?
For what?
Kertosos? It's Mem Gimel Beis, I think. In Kiddushin. So that would be an important nafkamina between these 2 days. We say that the Shvuah Tesis is adding Nemanos, then I understand that the Edim can't be Neman B'Toras Eidos before the Shvuah. If it's just Lahaf is Eidos Shabbal Abayis, then I don't see why that should be such a strong Ikov. There's no shame edus, since the whole edus is totally on their nemanos of the Shvuah Tesis. Now again, you could just say it's a technicality that they're missing something. Those are 2 different perspectives on Shvuah Tesis. So let's come back to the question that Tosfos and our sugi raised: what about Dror d'Mamona? So do you need Dror d'Mamona k'dei l'chayev b'Shvuah Tesis, or do you not need it? So my father mentioned at one point that maybe the mechayev of Dror d'Mamona is totally on the nature of Shvuah Tesis. If you need a real mechayev to impose the Shvuah Tesis, maybe we need Dror d'Mamona. Because that means that there are real grounds for a chiyev. So when there are grounds for a chiyuv, ke'ein, let's say, you know, what we find by modem miktsas, tainam al yasa, right? There's a reason to assume that he's chayiv. So you'll need jar demon on a shvuas hasis. Whereas if the shvuas is just kelel hafis daita shabal abayis, then what do you need a machayiv for? Lahafis daita shabal abayis. So this is the machlokas in the Gemara in Shavuos. So Tosafot brought a raya from our sugya, both from the fact that we only quote the Reisha, and B, from the case that this is the case of no jar de mamona, and yet we're machayev Shavuos has this. So the Ritva in Shavuos, and Daf Nemalachim and Beis, quotes Rabbeinu Tam, Tosafot in Shavuos also has it. Quotes Rabbeinu Tam as paskening that you need jar de mamona.
For what? For Hesus?
That Hesus needs jar de mamona. Against Tosos and Arsugya. I'll quote it to you from Tosos. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Hashad lo itmar hilchasa kechad mehanach lishni. Since the Gemara in Shavuos itself didn't take a stance on whether you need jar d'mona or not, heichad laka jar d'mona lo mashpin le misafik damotz mechaver al varaya. We'll invoke the general klal hamotz mechaver al varaya to say that you need jar d'mona. Meaning, unless you have some sort of raya, we're not going to impose the Shavuah. So we pointed out in here, first of all, this is very strange. Since when is the klal of hamotz mechaver al varaya a klal that's applicable to Shavuos? Motz mechaver al varaya is a din and dine mamonis. I can't be motzi mamon. But who said that I can't impose a shvua? Who said I need, in order to be motzi a shvua, I need a raya? And even if you said this was true in shvuas in general that are backed up by mamon, like a mitosh and yachal yishav of mishalim shvuas, who said that it's true in a shvuas hesis? Right, what shaychas does a motzi mechaver al varaya have to a shvua that's a weak shvua midrab nachman? So it's very mechudash. Rabbeinu Tam invokes hamotz mechaver al varaya to machria the suffix of the Gemara. V'chein mashma Tosos says the parakamet ba mitzia gabi ahu raya the ma'isi hasa milsud of Nachman areisha demas nisan. Sorry, Tosos himself argues on Rabbeinu Tam, and he says, "Oh, that's the mashmos from ba mitzia daf hey." Rabbeinu Tam doche. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like the raya from Arsuga. Dikol meimar the hasam reisha the milsud nakar miseifa parich. No problem. We're just pointing out that there's an argument.
Okay.
Not a stira. The truth is that Dagos Hamonio says Rabbeinu Tam was closer to Sofi Yamov. But I'm saying, but either way, I think Rabbeinu Tam, it's not a stira, but it's machlokas between Tosos, Baal Tosos and Argamara and Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is Doche the Raya. A, in Echanami, the Gemara only quotes the Reisha, but Ikaraya is from the Seifa. More importantly, maybe the case of Ahu Raya is really the case of Jorah Mamona. Why? Because since you're mafkid be'edim b'chol yom, so even though you don't have edim on this day, so this is still sufficient le'inyan jar d'mamona. So Rabbeinu Tam is saying that the mechayiv, that jar d'mamona doesn't necessarily mean that you have evidence in this case. It means that there is some sort of evidence for a chiyuv, even if it means invoking the past cases that aren't really omid b'safik to our issue at hand. So since every day you're mafkid be'edim and today you had no edim, so we assume that, yeah, there was some sort of hafkada today also. That's a chiddush, because if you look in our sugya, you'll see the Rishonim say lehefich. They say, if anything, the fact that every day you're mafkid be'edim and today you weren't mafkid be'edim is pashtus a reyesa to your claim that today you're mafkid. Rabbeinu Tam is saying, no. Le'inyan drar d'mamona, Rabbeinu Tam is saying, I go against all the Rishonim and I paskin that you need drar d'mamona l'chai v'shvuas hasis. Tosafot in our sugya and kimat every other Rishon says you don't need drar d'mamona. Rabbeinu Tam is saying, at least I'm going to be more makil on what I define as jar d'mamona. Meaning, I don't need necessarily jar d'mamona in this particular hafkada. It's sufficient that there's already grounds based off what's been happening in the past.
So we're assuming that so basically the machlokas is what changed in the case. Meaning that, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, he thinks all that changed is that you didn't have Adam today. Whereas according to, you know what I'm saying?
The other Rishonim are saying since there are no Edim on this case, so there's no Jar D'Mamona on this case. Let's say every day I give money to you. Right? And today I have no evidence that I gave you any money. And we both agree that you paid me back, you know, for all the halbos until yesterday. And the only thing that's specific is yesterday when I had no Eidim. So the shaila is, there's no judgment on this case. But maybe I could loosen my, I could be more liberal in what I define as Dvar Domona. Understand? So it seems like Rabbeinu Tam is being much more liberal in how he defines Dvar Domona. So I'll just point out, and I think my father is going to mention this next year, that the Or Zeruah in our sugya quotes Rabbeinu Tam Shita. But as he adds in an extra line, that Rabbeinu Tam said, the Gemara in Shavuos, or the Mishnah in Shavuos, has the case of the Seifa, which is what? On Sunday you have a Tviya that says, Mana Yeshli Atzlecha. And on Sunday you say, Hain. And now Lemachar, he says, Mana Yeshli Atzlecha. And you say, Nastati Lecha. That's the case of Jared Lamona. What about a case where I say, Mana Yeshli Atzlecha, and you say, Levisi Uparati? Is that Jared Lamona?
Pashas, yes.
Why?
Because you're acknowledging, there's an ikur tia, you acknowledge that there was a loan. And
yeah, but
it's
Pashas. What happens on Monday when you admit to the loan?
Pashas based on the way we've been explaining it.
Right, so yeah. we were definitely wearing machalik. We've been taking it as Dara Pashat until now. The difference is between Livisi Uparati and Lo Livisi. That's the chilik between Jared Mona and not Jared Mona.
Can you say Pashas?
So, okay, why don't you say Pashas? You might not say Pashas or Migo. If you don't hold that Migu could pater you. If you hold that Migu can't pater you from a Shavuos Hasas.
I would
imagine
you would say Peshasa. Also Peshasa you have to bring it up. You're the only guy bringing
up. Maybe.
Peshasa you have to bring
up. Right.
You're the only guy bringing
up. What?
You claimed from the Obeya made a claim that might not be the Peshasa, then you can't have Peshasa then.
So I'll read Rabbeinu Tam. So the Or Zeruah and our sugya quotes the following. Omar Rabbeinu Tam. The Hecha da Amar Livisi Uparati, the Choshiv Drora de Mamona, the Meachar Shemode Shalava. Rabbeinu Tam says as if it's an extension of Jared Mamona. The Omar Rabbeinu Tam, the Hecha da Amar Livisi Uparati, the Choshiv Jared Mamona, the Meachar Shemode Shalava. So Rabbeinu Tam saying, Kilo, this is like an extension of the normal din of Jared Mamona. The normal din of Jared Mamona is when I have an independent mechayiv. On Sunday, you admitted that you're a chayiv. Now, on Monday, you're denying it. You're saying paraticha. So when I have an independent mechayiv and an independent poter, so it's true that it's considered kofar bakol, but it's still not sufficient. Jar demona l'chayiv shvuas hases. Sorry. It's true it's kofar bakol, but we have a sufficient mechayiv from Sunday to say that now on Monday, you're chayiv shvuas hases. Rabbi Natan is saying, no, I don't even need that. Right? Again, I could loosen the Hagdar of Jared Lamona. Even a Levisi or Parati on Sunday is enough Jared Lamona to say that you're Mechuyiv. Okay? So in two cases, we have Rabbeinu Tam being more liberal in how we define Jared Lamona. A, the Or Zeruah's case, and then he extends even further by the case of Huraya. I have no evidence of Chiyiv in this case, but I have a history of Chiyiv in other cases. So we're willing to impose that history of Chiyiv to define it as Jared Lamona. There was a real quoting of Rabbeinu Tam. There's Stam Tosos in Bava Metzia who says you don't need Jared Lamona.
Okay.
There's Rabbeinu Tam in Shavuos against Tosos in Shavuos who says you need Jared Lamona. But that same Rabbeinu Tam acknowledges that we could have a looser definition of Jared Lamona. And then the Or Zeruah quotes Rabbeinu Tam as saying, don't think it's just the case of Yom Rishon, where he says Levisi and I'm Chayiv, and then on Monday he wakes up and says Paraticha, where you have independent source for a Chayiv. It's also a case of Levisi Parati right away. I'm saying in two cases you have Rabbeinu Tam being more liberal on the definition of Dvar Domona. The second thing that's interesting about Or Zeruah, and I think my father is going to mention this also next year, is that Or Zeruah quotes the Ritzbah. That even the man da'amar who holds that you don't need Dvar Domona will acknowledge that if there's absolutely no reason to believe that there is a chiyuv, then we're not going to impose a shvuas hases. Meaning, even the man da'amar who holds no drar d'mamona, that you don't need drar d'mamona, will acknowledge that if it's a super non-jar the mamona, then there's not going to be a shvuas asas. Pasak Rabbeinu Yitzchak bar Avram at the Ritzbah, the brother Rashmi Shans. She'im lefi ro'osei neim shel hadayanim nira shehatoveya kimarim legalgo shvua al hanitva. Right, shvuas asas is a huge chiddush. Anytime I'm toveya, I'm imposing a shvua. So if it seems, if it's nira kimarim, kigon ani hatoveya lo ashir. So you have an ani off the street, is toveya the Rothschilds that he lent them money. So they laugh in his face. But al pi dina derav Nachman, you should impose a shvuas asas. If I tell Warren Buffett that he owes me money, so Mijab Nachman, Warren Buffett now is a chi of Shvu and Bezdin.
That's a guy.
What?
That's a guy.
Is he Jewish, maybe?
Yeah, I think he's Jewish.
Yeah, Pashtus. So what's it? So, Kigon Anya Tavela Asher Shehilvelo, Masha Ein Roy Lahamin. Venir Le Dayana Mitocha Inyan Shehu Sheker. It just seems like I want it in the papers that Warren Buffett is taking a shvua to me. So vileka jara demamona, afilu lishna kama demachayvin an hechad vileka jara demamona, israelei chazaka v'lo mishpeinam lei. And so don't think that shvua sasis is a free card for shvua. Even though Andamor says you don't need jara demamona, you need some sort of impetus to impose the chiv. So just again, so maybe you have a shayla in the Gemara of jara demamona, or no jar demona. Then you have machlokas in the Rishonim. Hey, if I hold jar demona, maybe I'll be a liberal. I'll be a little more liberal in my definition of jar demona. And even if I don't hold the jar demona, you might say that it still has to have some sort of shemetz or srach shel chiyuv. Okay. So again, these are just highlighting the issue within modem mitzvah, within shvuas asis. On the one hand, it's really just a shvuah lahafis daito shabala bayis. On the other hand, it's echoes of the shvuah deraisa of Modem Mikzas. Ishtamute kam ishtamim.
How do we quantify something having very much not
Jordan? My being Tovea Warren Buffett, you could pretty much assume, is not Jordan
Warren. What about something that's lesser?
So it says it's up to the Ene Hadayanim, which itself is very interesting. Because the Pashas, you wouldn't say that a Shvua Daraisa is up to Ene Hadayanim. Right? There's much more.
That makes sense if it's they're talking about Hasis.
Excellent, right. That's the point. Shvua Hasis is a different kind of a Shvua. And it seems like it's much more, not arbitrary, but there's much more room for maneuvering how you impose it, when you impose it, and how strong the chiyah is going to be. What? Oh, it's the shvuah of shvuah zidayin. Here. The shvuah shall see, look, maybe. I don't know. Good. So that's what we want to say in terms of the hagdara of jarad mamona. So what's interesting is also that So part of Rabbeinu Tam's, so the discussion goes back and forth within our Gemara, is our case Jar Demona or not? Now what's interesting though is that our Gemara tried to make a transition from talking about a Shvua D'Oraisa of Reb Chiya, saying, oh, even if you're not going to impose a Shvua D'Oraisa of Reb Chiya, maybe we should still have a Shvua Mijab Nachman. So just the transition in the Gemara seems to point to the fact that the Shvua Mijab Nachman is a pretty serious Shvua. And maybe it has some of the same standards as the Shvua D'Oraisa of Reb Chiya. Because if it didn't have the same standards, how could the Gemara transition so easily from one to the other? So here you get into a whole discussion in the Rishonim. So just, for example, the Sefer Itzer, so he quotes, the Sefer Itzer is bothered by Nikitas Chepetz, which I'll talk about in a minute. But he says, V'ilav d'chazinu l'rabusa d'amri shvuas heses. Below Nikitas Chefetz, Lenishba, if not for the fact that nobody in the world paskins that you need Nikitas Chefetz for Shvuas Hasis, Amina de Shvua Keindo Raisa, I would have said that the Shvuas Hasis is a Shvua Keindo Raisa. Now it's not clear if he means that it'll be stronger than the normal Shvuas HaMishnah, or that it'll be on par with the Shvuas HaMishnah. What's his Raya? Midigar Sinan Bereshnaim Ochsin. The fact that the Gemara was willing to make such an easy jump from a Shvua D'Oraisa Mijab Chiya to this Shvuas Hesis seems that fundamentally these two Shvuas are of the same origin, or at least are of the same breed. Since I didn't find anybody who holds this, so I'm not going to be the one to Mechadesh the Shita. So again, so he seems to hold that a Shvuas Hesis is of a, or would have been, or misvara could be of a very high caliber. So my father pointed out that whenever you talk about Shavuos Heses, so you have a dialectic. So on the one hand, it's the only Shavua Drabanan that's a Nizva v'Niftar. The Mishnah in Shavua says, Kol Nishbayin v'Notlin are Midrabanan. You don't have a Nizva v'Notlin Midaraisa. That kind of a Shavua, by definition, is a Shavuos HaMishnah. A Shavuos Heses, however, is really a Shavuos Nizva v'Niftar, like the Shavuos Daraisa. And we just saw that according to some Rishonim, the Shavuos Heses is really an echo of the real Mechayev D'Oraisa, of a Shavuos Modeh Mikzas. So especially if you hold, for sure if you hold like the Rimigash and Rashi, that the Mechayev is the Tviya, and just you have a Poter Vein of the Meiz Panuf Nebal Chovo. So here also by Shavuos Heses, you have a Mechayev of a Tviya, and you just don't have as strong of a Poter Vein of the Meiz Panuf Nebal Chovo. So the Chiyuv Modeh Mikzas is really an echo of the Chiyuv Shavuah D'Oraisa. Probably also if you want to talk about, maybe also if you talk about Amigo. Since you don't want to say that every Modeh Mikzas has Amigo Dibay Kaf Rakol, so you have some sort of Mechayiv. We have some sort of weaker Shavuah that we're going to impose. So maybe there's a tzad to say that the Shavuah Heses is really more Domeh to D'Oraisas than the rest of the Shavuah HaMishnah. On the other hand, we see formulations that it's just what Ilhafa is like to Shabbat Abayis. It's to make everybody happy in the end of the day. It's not really a Shavuah that's giving them manos. It's not really a Shavuah that's changing the Tfiyas Mama. So the way to try to assess this is to see what requirements do we have, or what form does the actual Shavuah Heses itself take on. So the first Nafkamina is Shavuah Heses. Is Nikitas Chepetz B'Shavuah Heses. So Ram and Hilchos Shavuah and Perikid Aleph is Mefurish that a Shavuah Heses does not need Nikitas Chepetz. Ram holds that all the Shavuos Drabanan of Nishba V'Notlin need Nikitas Chepetz, but a Shavuos Heses is the exception. There's no Nikitas Chepetz. So that draws the line, with Shavuos Heses on the one side, and all the other real Shavuos on the other side. Rabbeinu Tam, quoted by the Ritva in Shavuos, and the Shach in Choshen Mishpat, both think that even a Shavuos Heses has Nikitas Chepetz. So the raya that they quote Rabbeinu Tam is bringing is that the Gemara on Mem Aleph and Med Aleph in Shavuos has a whole list of differences between a Shavuos Heses and Shar Shavuos. According to the way most Rishonim read the list. One of the things that's not on the list is Nikitas Chepetz. So Rabbeinu Tam says, Mikan Lamed Rabbeinu Tam, Da'af Shavuos Heses bin Nikitas Chepetz. Di'i lo, V'chol hai shak levetariya, Le'im adika b'nai Nikitas Chepetz. The Gemara should have said another difference is Nikitas Chepetz. From the fact that the Gemara doesn't bring that raya, you see pretty clearly that you do need Nikitas Chepetz for a Shavuos Heses. So it's just interesting that if you put these Rabbeinu Tams together, three Rabbeinu Tams together, it seems like Rabbeinu Tam has a very strong view of Shavuos Heses. A, Rabbeinu Tam invokes Hamotz Mechaber all of a raya with regard to Shavuos Heses, which we said would be a Chiddush to invoke Hamotz Mechaber. It's not a there's no shame mamon. So how could you invoke it by Shavuah? And even if you want to invoke it by Shavuah, how could you invoke it by Shavuos Heses? So A, that seems to point to Rabbeinu Tam holding that Shavuos Heses has there's a real strong tfiya. B, Rabbeinu Tam holds that you need Drar D'Mamona, you need some sort of Mechayiv to impose the Shavuos Heses. So if you hold that there's a Mechayiv and an Iker Tfiyas Mamon, it makes sense that the Shavuah itself should be strong. And C, Rabbeinu Tam thinks that you need Nikitas Chepetz for Shavuos Heses. So you put together Rabbeinu Tam, it seems like he actually has a very strong view of the power of a Shavuos Heses. One of the rayas that Rabbeinu Tam brings is also from our Sugya and Daf Hei, from the fact that the Gemara wanted to make the jump from Shavuah D'Oraisa of Reb Chiya to the Shavuah D'Rabbanan, the Shavuos Heses of Reb Nachman, seems to imply that you're taking the same Chepetz Shel Shavuah. Right, otherwise, okay, so you're punter from Midrab Chiyah, so who cares that you're chayev anyway, Midrab Nachman? It's a totally different kind of a Shavuah, it doesn't have Nikitas Chepetz. So Rabbeinu Tam wanted to bring a raya from our Sugya, that you see that there's going to be Nikitas Chepetz. So the Ritva himself is docha that raya, and he says, no, because the Gemara is not interested in a Chanami, the Gemara is not interested in what kind of Shavuah you're taking. The Gemara in Bava Metzia is just interested in the fact that you're going to take a Shavuah in the end of the day. But we quoted the Ketzos, who has a very surprising answer. So it says, our Gemara in Bav Mitzia is interested in Hepech Shavuah. Is when the Tnitva is a Chashud, So he himself can't take the shua. We're going to be mapech the shua on the other party. So this could be a nishba v'notel. It's a nishba v'notel that emerges from a shua's hases. And you know what? Even though it's a shua's hases that's turning into a nishba v'notel, and the source is hases, nonetheless, once you're mapech the shua, it's going to take on the dinim of a shua's nishba v'notel. And once you say that, it's going to need nikitas chayfetz. It's a remarkable chiddush.
I think Tosos was saying kind of the opposite. Like he was saying that if you have a shua or raisa, once you flip it onto the other guy, so then it's not going to need nikitas chayfetz.
Is that what he says? Raizu eni makir. The vadel if he's local diet of the maksha the shuas has this nami shakneg the nishba v'notel. Imkein vadel lo gara amai de istahadi dachil tarti minayu. The lo yitol hatovei al ben akitas chayfetz davka.
Which one is this? This is
pei zayin yid gimel. Pei zayin yid zayin. Here?
Yeah.
Since we're being mapich the Shavuos Hasis, so the Shavuos Hasis loses its character of a Shavuos Hasis and now takes on the form of Nishba v'notel. That's a huge chiddush. Because how could the Hepech Shavu ever be stronger than the actual Shavuos Hasis from whence it comes? What do you think, Isaac? Yael? Surprising, right? So I thought that maybe it's not so crazy. It makes sense that a shvua to be notel has to be stronger than a shvua liftar. Because by definition, every nishba, every shvua litol means that you're being motzi mamon based off the shvua. As opposed to shvua sasis, where the status quo is liftar, and you're just reinforcing the status quo. Maybe that kind of a shua doesn't need a tias chayfetz.
That's Ada. That's Ada Nisa, yeah.
What?
That gets into like Ada Nisa, yeah.
What do you mean?
Right, Nishba v'notel. That's
already
supported.
That's like the colophon. Isn't there like a colophon or something like that? Like certainly
it. You know, what in the world are you saying?
Really?
Just because I don't know things well
enough. But that's for sure.
Yeah, wasn't there like stories about like, oh, you can't compare Niftar to Notel?
Yeah, you can, but I'm saying maybe over here in a case where you're being gove with the shvuas, you need an tias chayfetz in order to be gove.
What's it so saying? It sounds like it can read a little bit like you one line past that to say the guy shekinegel matzi amar lo ba inim b'achrak shvuas hesis bleeding the kitas chayfetz, and that's why when it's made on him. He can take a shua
believing
he has
chayfetz. What do you want to say?
I thought it was saying that that even in the case where we thought he was going to make him swear shua de raisa mi de raisa, since he has the option of saying that I want to disregard the edim and just like make you swear shua hases, right? Because the whole point was that when I'm being tovayu and they're edim, they're supposed to be helping me. So now that you're gazlan, and now I have to make a shua
That's what I thought he was saying.
So
you'd rather read one more line that you don't understand than call it quits where you do understand.
Yes. Without the second line, what are we saying the next verse is
saying? It seems like the Ketos is saying that when you have a hepech shvua based off a hesis, so then it turns into a nishba v'notel, so you need nikitas chayfetz. So shvuas hases is a takana. Hepich shvu itself is a takana. So takanta lo avdinan. But according to the sokol daitach, that you would be mapich hases. Imkein vade lo gara mai de is tahadi de achli tarti minayu. De lo yito hatovei el benekidas chayfetz davka. Taha matzi amar hareini kishar tovim. the nitva, the toveya, sorry, chemur v'stifid beis chshenag negda matzi amar loy beina mimcha rak shuas hasis belina kidas chayfet hu chashod yishav azu yishav shaknag yishav azu belina kidas chayfet zeh bar. The pella is, how could the kso say zeh bar? That's really the kasha. I think the Ketos is saying that you resort to, and once you don't have a Shavuos Hesus, you resort to a Tviya, and then the Shavuos is Betoras Tviya, so it becomes a Shavuos Nizba Benotel.
I trust your chat,
because
I don't have I don't know what it's saying.
Bari Vishema. My desade the Achil Tartiminayu, the Lo Yitah Tevel, Chefetz. Tavka. Taha Matsuyama, Reni Kishar Tovim. That's the pshat. I think that's what the Ksos is saying. If you have a better read, let me know. Let me know what Isaac, is that the way we quoted in Shir?
That's what we quoted in Shir.
Yeah, that was like
Yeah. Kvar Horizokin. You know, what could we say?
Why not? Yeah, I saw it.
That's different.
And you thought maybe saying something else.
Well, I wasn't sure if he was referring to this one. That's why I was being bullshit
studies. I think we quoted the wrong Simon. Alright, that makes sense. It is. That's the way the Ritva tries to get rid of the Raya very simply by saying that the Gemara doesn't care about the Tzura of the Shvua. The Gemara only cares about whether there is a Shvua in the case of a Raya.
But
that's the Ritva getting rid of Rabbeinu Tam's Raya. Okay. So the Ktzos though has this whole other type that no, it would turn into a Shvua Nizba Venotel and therefore would have all the dinim of Nikitas Chefetz. So that's all the Gabi Nikitas Chefetz of Shvuas Hesus. At the end of the day, it turns out they have Machlokas Rishon and whether there is or not Nikitas Chefetz. We have the crazy Chiddush of the Yer Shushan, who thinks that Nikitas Chefetz is contingent on how strong of a Tviya you have. If the Safek is about a lot of money, so you need Nikitas Chefetz. If the Tviya is on a smaller amount, then you don't need Nikitas Chefetz. Very, very strange. So once again, I think that just points to what...
Large amount has a Hesus or doesn't?
What is a large?
Large amount has Nikitas Chefetz.
Whose distinction is that?
The Yer Shushan.
Oh, is that when your father mentioned the
Yes, I know. Did he mention it recently? We mentioned this a while back.
By Beastin.
Hey, what was that about?
Beastin.
I thought it was about, maybe it was about.
Rashi is saying, why would it make a difference if the qualitatively the guy loses all the money or part of his money?
Right. Oh, either way, he's losing a little bit. Right. Very good.
Thank you.
Look at that. Shkaya.
Up there.
Probably don't even have to take the next Bechina then. So what, how does that make any sense? I think that just points out to what Gabi was mentioning earlier, that there's something fundamentally different about a Shavuos Hesus. That it's not an objective chiyuv that's imposed on the case. There's some cases where chayav Shavuos Hesus. Sort of like we saw in the Ritzvah and the Arzarua. Right? The Dayanim have to discern whether or not this is a case that needs a Shavuos Hesus, does need a Shavuos Hesus. So the distinction also, if there's a lot at stake, so we'll impose a Shavuos Hesus. If there's not so much at stake, then we're not going to impose a shua status. It's a very fluid kind of a... it's a shua de daini kind of a shua.
Is the Yer Shushan about shua status or Nikitas Chefetz?
About Nikitas Chefetz in shua status.
So it's not just that Hesus is flexible, it's that Nikitas Chefetz is flexible.
Which means that the Hesus is flexible. He's not going to say that by a shua d'oraisa.
Yeah, but
you're not gonna say motive mikzas of a kuta is different than motive mikzas.
It depends on how you understand heses. Also depends on how you understand
mikzas. No, but if I have the quality of the heses in nikita schefet, it's clearly different than the than a shvuah without a nikita schefet. That's the assumption of this whole discussion. The assumption is that nikita schefet is not a technicality; it's a shir in the chumras shvuah. Right? A shvuah where you're holding a sefer Torah is a different shvuah from a shvuah where you're not holding anything. It has a lot more gravity. Why is every swearing-in ceremony with a Bible in the hand, in someone's hand?
How does that make
Kashas from Western culture? Kamash Malan is that either they paskin that you need a Nikitas Chepetz for Shavuos Hasis, or they paskin that swearing-in ceremony is Kain Shavuos Daraisa.
Even like jurors swear
it now. Not b'chepetz. I don't think so. Do they? Maybe if you testify in court, then you have to swear.
Yeah.
Question?
Yeah, just is there any?
Gabi, does that answer your question, though?
Is there any actual halachic from restaurant PS Hankers? Is there any worse line with PS Hankers in
stuff? Is it like an afkamina other than how much you burn?
Yeah, do you burn less or more? No. Yeah, or just feels worse to you that you're holding a Torah.
Right, yeah.
It's like a lot.
Pashas, it's more chomer. Pashas, it's more chomer. I think. Is there any nafkamina that's
the olam is a little bit more?
I guess. We'll have to. I'll look into that. That's a good question. Is there like a before nafkamina?
Even
up
before, I'm not sure. If it's
just... That's a steer to what you said last week in Chazar Ashir. That you hold of non befal and afkaminas.
I mean, I don't be like, wow, this is the first time you remember something I said, and then it was, oh, that.
I gotta forget, I lost sleep after you made that comment. So then you have a similar discussion over here. Do you need Shem Hashem with the Shavuos Hasis? So the Rambam in Perikid Aleph of Shavuos is explicit that you need Shem Hashem when it comes to Shavuos Hasis. The Rabbeinu Yerucham and his Toldos Adam Mechava and his in his Meisharin. Rabbeinu Yerucham has like a very important sefer. Rabbeinu Yerucham is one of the end of the like Chachmei Svard and Chachmei Provence. So he has a sefer called Toldos Adam Mechava and is something Meisharim that essentially is like a, it's somewhat encyclopedic, but it sums up a lot of the shitas of like the history of Svart. He's like late medieval, he's like one of the latest Rishonim. So a lot of his psalkim make their way into Shulchan Aruch. So if you look, you'll see where things come from. You'll see Rabbeinu Yerucham Meisharim, Rabbeinu Yerucham Toldos Adam Mechava. A lot of that's in the Shulchan Aruch. So over here, the Sma, did I write this down? Yeah, the Sma in Pei Zayin Nun, Nechoshe Mishpah, so he quotes Rabbeinu Yerucham as two things. A, Rabbeinu Yerucham holds that you don't need a Shem Hashem. And B, which is really the reason for A, that the Rabbeinu Yerucham holds there's no difference between a Cherem Stam and Shavuos Hasis. A Cherem. You're Machrim. I mean, you can basically tell the person that a lot of bad things will happen to you if you lie. But you're not actually taking a Shavuah, there's no Chalosh Shavuah, there's no Din Shavuah. So there's no Nikidas Chefetz, there's no Shem Hashem. All it is a cheirim. If you look at the Ravid in Perek Yedal for Shavuos, so the Ram quotes it in Shavuos Hasis, and the Ravid says we're mevatel Shavuos Hasis. And after Bizman Hazeh, since in the times of Rishonim, he says the Gonim are already mevatel Shavuos Hasis. Why? Because of a certain decay, right? Chazal were mitakin, Reb Nachman was mitakin of Shavuos Hasis because they realized that people are meis. So in order to prevent them from being meis, they impose the Shavuos Hasis. Then the Gonim realized that there are even more problems. Not only are people meis in general, but they're so meyis that a Shavuos Hesis isn't going to stop them. So people were taking Shavuos Hesis l'shav. So the Ravid says, so the Gonim were mevatel Shavuos Hesis because, you know, the Olam is mizdazeya when you have a Shavuos Shav. So mevatel Shavuos Hesis, and they only impose now a Cherem Stam. They're Machrim. So the Ravid clearly holds that these are two separate levels. Yeah, the Ravid in Zasagos the Rama. I think it's Rabbeinu Tam still. But the Rabbeinu Yerucham thinks that the Shavuos Hasis itself is only a Cherem Stam. So it's a big Kiddush. That's like the exact opposite of Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Shavuos Hasis is Pashlus B'Shem, like everybody else holds. And Rabbeinu Tam holds it's been a kitas chayfetz. You need drar d'ramona, zin motzim mechavel v'raya. It's a very serious shvua. According to Rabbeinu Yerucham, it's just a chayram.
So Rabbeinu Yerucham, what's the other? Is there another type? Or?
Chayram. There might be different types of haramim. There actually might be, but I'm not 100% sure.
You can call me your answer.
What? Yeah, there's a whole list.
Wait, so how does Rabbeinu Tam understand what happened?
There wasn't.
Sorry, the non rabbin.
So Rabbeinu Yerucham. So Rabbeinu Yerucham thinks that it's not a shvua b'shem.
Okay.
It's not a shvua b'nekidas chevetz.
Okay.
But all it is that you intimidate the guy and you say, look, is this really? If you don't, if you're lying,
so
you know, bad things are going to happen to you.
How does he explain that they undid?
Oh, I don't know how he explains what these two different levels.
Rabbit said that thing.
Right, so I don't know if everybody holds of this bittul or they hold of it in different ways.
There's a counter to zero.
So there are a couple of nafkaminas to this dialectic in Shavuos Esses. Okay, so on the one hand it seems to have echoes of the Doraisa. And on the other hand, it seems to be just Lahafid Daito Shabalabais. So he pointed out like four or five nafkaminas. So the first one is in Ishbain al Karkos. So it's a din that Karka can be nitfas bishvua. So that applies to the Shvuos Doraisa. Of course, can't take a Shvuah Doraisa on Karkos, like we saw in our Gemara. And it also applies to Shvuos Drabanan, Shvuos HaMishnah. Can't take a Shvuah on Karkos. Yet, Tosos in our Sugya quoted Rav Hai as passing that your Nishba Hesis on Karkos. There's a Ruah in our Sugya quotes a lot of Gonim and Rishonim without your Nishba on Karkos. So how could he be Nishba Hesis on Karkos if ain't Nishba in Alayim? So you have to say that according to these Rishonim and these Gonim, there are most of Paskins this way, is that the Shvuas Hesis is a different kind of a Shvuah. It seems to be a weaker Shvuah. The other Shvuahs are a real Shvuah in terms of the Gvia, and they make a difference in terms of the Tvias Mamanis. So then you can't take a Shvuah on Karkos. Shvuah can't make a difference when you're dealing with Karkos. But Shvuas Hesis, which is only a Shvuah Kedei Lahafis Daito Shabbal Abayis, it's only a Shvuah that's in between the parties to make somebody happy, so then who really cares that it's on Karkos? It's an extraneously imposed Shvuah. So the Shitas in the Rishonim, I think the Or HaZeruah quotes the whole list of Rishonim. Rabbeinu Shavat, Rabbeinu Baruch Reb Shmuel, Rashbam, Rambam, I have backwards. Rabbeinu Rashbad and Rabbeinu Baruch Reb Shmuel Paskin Einish Bar Nal Karkos by Hesis. But all these Gaonim, the Rif, the Rambam, Rav Haigon, so they all paskin that Nishba Nal Karkos. How could they paskin that way? So Karkach, they hold that the Shuah Hesis is a weaker kind of a Shuah. Another nafkamina is, do you take a Shuah after Cheskas Gimel Shanim? So Cheskas Gimel Shanim is you've already established yourself in the Karka for a certain amount of time. So having established yourself over that amount of time, where you have, let's say, a real Kenyan, so do you still need to take a Shuah Hesis to bolster your position? So the Rashbam in Baba Basra and the Or HaZeruah over here both say that after Cheskas Gimel Shanim, you don't need a Shvuas Hesis. The Shnei Chazaka Mokom Shtar Mechira Heim Omdim Lo Takinu Shvuah B'Mokom Shtar. So that's why after Cheskas Gimel Shanim, you don't need a Shvuas Hesis. But the other Rishonim do. So we presented this as two different approaches to understanding, will you impose a Shvuas Hesis even in extremely weak situations where you have like a chazaka that's omid b'makom shtar? What about a migo lifter or mi'ashvuas hesis? So we have machlokas rishonim in general, rimi gashol, migo lafter eli shvua lo arminan. Most rishonim seem to hold migo lafter eli shvua arminan. Like the Rush says, if migo is potter you from mamon, of course it's going to potter you from shvua. What about a migo lafter eli shvuas hesis? So I think Shmuel was bothered when I gave Rabbeinu Tam's example or his definition of Dard Mamona, that it's lo levisi, it's levisi uparati. And so why don't you just say pesha asher pesha yitir? Why don't you say migo? And migo dibayamar lo adam, correct? That's your question. So the Or HaZeruah, when he quotes this Rabbeinu Tam, so he raises that objection. And he says, you know why? Because it's built into the takana of Shvuas Hesis that you take a Shvuas Hesis against the migo. Miu shema lo shema haya neman bimigo dibayamar lo levisi. It's in our sugya. Ours is right here. Uvaseifa davka nishba, then yachal amar lo levisi. Davka, in a case where you have a day in between the hoda and the kfira, so then you'll say that there's no migu, because yesterday you're, it's a migu mafreya. Yesterday you're moda, today you're denying, so there's no migu mele your chayiv. But maybe in a normal case of levisi uparati, you should say migu, you have a migu on your potter. So ours is our answer is miyu mistaverli din nishba. Kivan di iko jar de mamona, tikun rabbanon shvua, afal gav de islam migu. The Rabban were metakin a shvuas hesis, even though there's a migo. Now it doesn't seem, I don't know what the Or HaZeruah holds in general, but it seems pashtos that the Or HaZeruah is of the camp of Rishonim who hold migul after mishvua lo arminan. And yet at the same time, even though migul after mishvua lo arminan, like most Rishonim, except for the Rimigash. But afal pichin, when it comes to shvuas hesis. So he's fine saying that they're metakin shvuas hesis even against the migo. So the way my father was explaining is that some, he didn't explain this exact nafkamina, but he mentioned that there might be nafkaminas lein migo, especially within meshiva veda, which is a kind which he understands is a kind of a migo. So why would all of a sudden shvuas hesis be exempt from this this migo?
That's the point of
essay. Ah, the hainu. Well, how was the shabala bias? I mean, it's not necessarily about the objective chiv and the objective p'tur. It's about imposing the shvuah to make everybody happy. Or it's even if it's a fundamental shvuah, it's a weaker shvuah. So therefore, it's not nitan le p'tur.
Those are separate things.
Yeah. You could say that it's just the l'hafes daita shabala bayis. Or you could say it's actually there is a shvuah that's related to like a tviya, right? But it's still fundamentally weaker than other shvuahs. Another nafkamina we gave is Erechad Misayeh. Maybe an Erechad Misayeh would help pater you from, let's say, Shavuos HaMishnah. Or maybe it wouldn't help to pater you from Shavuos Hesis. So again, the exact same svar that you would say for me, though. I'll just point out, we'll close by noting that there's the Meiri in Shavuos has two deyas whether or not you need a taina to impose the Shavuos Hesis. You need a taina to impose a shvuas hesis. Pashtus, in the case of a modem mikzas, if you're chai, if you're modem mikzas, I don't need to say, take a shvua. Pashtus, at the case of modem mikzas, is automatically imposed by Bezdin. The Toveya doesn't have to demand it. It's not a schus to the Toveya. Pashtus, the din in Bezdin. So the shvua has to be imposed automatically, regardless of what the Toveya asks or doesn't ask for. But the Miri has a day that maybe dafkin a shvuas hesis. It's a shvuah that has to be imposed by the Toveya.
Again, because of Hafez Daito.
So I could say, I mean, this is a little more complicated. I could say that, it's Hafez Daito, so it depends on Daito. Right? So it's more subjective. Or I could say, even if I say that the shvuah has is more of a fundamental chiyuv shvuah, so I could say, it's true that it's an important shvuah, but that's why it's not automatically imposed. Because there's no real room to impose this new shvuah that's not necessarily demanded by the case.
So that's maybe the stronger shvuah?
Why?
So I could say, yeah, if I say it's a little stronger, I might say that the problem is the single hafaz daito shvuah bias cuts both ways. I could say it's lahafaz daito, so only when he's toveah. On the other hand, it's lahafaz daito, so throw it around whenever, why not just impose it automatically? Right, what do you lose by having an extra shvuah?
Why would you throw in the shul anyway?
Because
it's weaker. It's just
lavas dato.
So what?
It's the shul
potentially because
it's
potentially.
It's not willy nilly.
Right.
It's easier to apply.
Right. I'm saying it's. You don't necessarily need a mechayiv. If I say that I need a tviya to impose the shua, then I might already point in the direction I need some sort of mechayiv in imposing it.
The mechayiv of the lahavas dato. That is a mechayiv.
I think you might say that. You might say that. Or I would say that no, if it was l'hafiz daito, like Josh was saying, it gets imposed automatically. You don't even need a tviya to impose it. Those are two different ways I would explain that nafkamina. But al kolpanim, you have a whole sequence of nafkaminas that point that a shvuas hesis is different from shar shvuas. A nikitas chayfetz, B shvua b'shem, C, Einish Bain al-Karkos. D, Bimakam Chazaka. E, in terms of Migul Aftur Mehesis. F, Eirachad Mesayea. What's after F? G. G, you have an Afgamina, whether or not you need a Taina to impose the actual Shvua. And then within all this, you have a Shaila in terms of, do you need Drar Zamona as part of the Mechayev of the Shvua? If you need Drar Zamona, what definition of Drar Zamona do you have? Or you could take a more liberal definition of Drar Zamona, like Rabbeinu Tam, or you could say that you don't need it at all. Or you could say, like a Ritzpah, that even if you don't need it, maybe if it's so clear that there's no Chiyev, then you have a Ptur. Then you have the whole discussion about the whole nature of Shvua Sessus. What's the reason why they were Matil the Shvua? Is the Mechayev the Chazachim Tabel and Kineishlo? Is Shtamute Kamishtamid integral to the Shem Shvua? And what is the definition of Hesus? Hafiz Taitel Shabbal Bayis? Or is it because of the Nishtanu Hamitzias of how many people are going to be in each Tkupa? Good. That's the overview of Shvua Sessus. Yeah. So hopefully next time around hopefully in Shir, if we cover more of Migul Chashra Amon and Chashra Shvua, then we'll cover that in the next Chazar.
Thank you for getting us.
Yes.